I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Virginia, the Wahoos. Wahoo indeed. They are the champs of college basketball. And joining us to talk a little bit about the Cavaliers, Redemption, senior sports reporter from the Daily Press in Roanoke, Virginia, Mr. Norm Woods, nice enough to spend a little time with us out here on the West Coast. Norm, how you doing? How is it in Virginia today? A little crazy?
Yeah, man, I'm doing fine. I'm actually in Newport News, Virginia.
Newport News, Virginia. All right. Yeah, crazy there?
No big deal. No big deal, man. Opposite coast. I totally get it.
So, yeah.
We're all a little tired, and I was just telling your producer, I was leaving the airport this morning in Minneapolis, and there were a lot of orange and blue clad, you know, Virginia fans that were clearly sleepless, a lot of bags in their eyes, maybe still a little hungover from a little late night partying and all that, but they all had smiles on their faces, that's for sure. And it's definitely something that's been a long time coming for these folks.
Norm, I got to ask you, I mean, you've covered this team for a while. Last year, losing to a 16 seed as a number one seed, first time it ever happens. They come back, play the regular season, they're back to that number one seed spot again. And, you know, through that first game, it seemed like this history was going to repeat itself. But just talk about the overall wherewithal for this team to really, you know, get back into the gym right after that loss and build their way back up to where they're all now, right now, as national champs.
You know, it's kind of an amazing story in a lot of ways, and some things that really aren't seen, a little behind the scenes type of things. I mean, this was a lot's been written and talked about how Tony Bennett, you know, immediately after that game last year, put on a base, you know, and was very classy and talking about how they would learn lessons from this, and you know how sometimes it's darkest in the night, you know, before you know you see the light, you know, in the morning after, and that was the hope. He's a very spiritual person, and he was, you know, he had a lot of lessons to teach guys off that. Well, they took it to the extreme in a lot of ways, and in some ways they were forced to. I mean, take for example the Atlantic Coast Conference's preseason media day was in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they lost that game in the same gym.
Wow.
In October. So they're answering questions to begin the season before they start playing their first non-conference game in the same spot on the same floor where they lost to the number 16 seed. They go to the ACC tournament this year. It's in Charlotte, in the same gym, in the same building. They stay in the same hotel that they stayed in, the same rooms in some cases that they stayed in where they lost, you know, just a year earlier to UMBC. They were forced to embrace this in a lot of ways. I mean, they talked about embracing it. They were forced. They had to get it in their minds that this was something that they were going to be asked about. They'll still be asked about that. You don't have the national championship story the way it is for them without that part of the story to lead it off. And it's going to be part of their story. Now, fortunately for them, there's a happy ending to it. I mean, they don't have to live with the specter of, you know, this horrible ghost over their shoulders for the rest of their lives whenever they think about their college basketball career, that's how they're defined. Now they're defined as the team that made the perfect 180.
No question about it. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Norm Woods, Newport News, Virginia, talking about these Cavaliers who are the national champions. Norm, go back through the tournament. We mentioned the Gardner-Webb game, but which game really was the most amazing win? Because they had a bunch of them. I mean, Oregon was tough. Purdue was off the charts. The semifinal against Auburn. If you played that game 20 times, they'd probably lose 19. And then, of course, last night they were down 3 in the final seconds. What sticks out, or are they all going to kind of have equal billing?
Yeah, I think they'll all eventually bleed together. And It is interesting to think that, you know, this is a team that was down 14 points in the first half to the number 16 seed again, to Gardner Webb to start the tournament. And then they kind of turn it on, and Ty Jerome, a kid who grew up in New York and played his ball in Harlem and a lot of the street courts there, said that, you know, in that, after that Gardner Webb game, he said that, you know, I felt like, he was very honest. He said, I felt like, you know, a lot of us were saying, just stay calm. You know, we went into that game thinking, if things don't go well, stay calm, don't freak out. And he said, we got to halftime and we're down by 10 points or, you know, 14 points. And we're, well, at that point, they'd recovered a bit. But, they, you know, they're out 14 in the first half. And he thinks, maybe we're too calm. We've lost our edge. We've gone the other direction with this. So from that point on, I think they flipped the switch and they thought, we've got to balance this. You know, we're an older team now with Ty Jerome, Powell Guy, DeAndre Hunter, all guys that may end up playing in the NBA. Obviously, Hunter could be a lottery pick. Jerome could be a late first-round pick. Guy probably has a future as a pro somewhere. And, you know, they got another fifth-year starter. A guy started 3 years in Jack Salt, who probably doesn't have much of a future other than maybe in New Zealand back in his home country. But experienced team is the point, you know. And they were able to hold off, you know, at arm's length, that Oregon team, but that you know, kind of fell victim to UVA playing that like the way it likes to, slowing it down, really slowing the tempo down. And then, to me, if you look at the Purdue game and the Auburn game and then last night's game, I think the Auburn game and Texas Tech, yeah, you have a long, you know, this is sort of a build-up to a fantastic finish in each one of these, but the most amazing finish, I think, out of the three is the Purdue game, where it's just bang, bang. You know, everything has to happen in seconds. And it involves two guys that aren't necessarily stars. A freshman, Kie Clark, is the kid who tracks down the ball that Mamadi Diakite, a guy who's, you know, hadn't started, you know, nine straight games, you know, going into the tournament. He taps it back out. Kie Clark runs it down behind half court, grabs it, tosses a one-armed pass. It's a 5'9 kid. He's listed at 5'9. He's probably 5'7, 140 pounds. Tosses what I've heard a lot of John Feinstein and a lot of great writers talking about, maybe the best non-shooting play in NCAA tournament history. A 40-foot pass across the court to a waiting Mamadi Diakite, who, again, is not one of the primary guys you'd want shooting the ball in the situation. It's the 12-footer, sends them to overtime, and they win. To me, that's the most amazing one out of the three. But you can argue any of them.
Norm Woods joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, senior sports writer, sports reporter, excuse me, of Newport News. Norm, I got to ask you a little bit. I woke up this morning and I saw that Virginia's already favored, the favorites to win the next year's national championship. And you just ran off a list of guys that probably won't be with the team next year. How do you see this team actually repeating next year? Do they have a strong recruiting class coming in?
Yeah, I honestly think Vegas is basing that based on the roster now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they have to establish a line based on what they have now. And you know, if you look at the roster, yeah, you know, DeAndre Hunter, Ty Jerome, Kyle Guy, they've all got a year left. But, you know, Hunter's got two, but it would be shocking, honestly, if DeAndre. I spoke with all of them last night. Of course, they made all the right sounds and, you know, noises after the game about, nope, not ready. We'll think about it. No comment. You know, very nice, cordial about it. But, you know, it's obviously on their mind at this point. And frankly, if you're DeAndre Hunter and you're going to be, you know, after the game you had last night, scoring 22 of your career high, 27 points after halftime, and hitting the big three with 14 seconds left to send it to overtime, and then a big three in overtime to put them ahead for good. You know, he's probably made himself a top five pick at this point. Oh. He was a top 10 pick going into that game. He's probably a top five
pick. I think his defense made him a top five pick, too. That was the big key to that game.
Sure was. I mean, the guy's, and he's the National Association of Basketball Coaches and the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. So he's got that going for him. The guy would be foolish probably to come back if he's going to be a top five, top 10 pick. Ty Jerome, you know, again, he was a borderline late first round, early second round pick. Now he's probably helped himself with the tournament, so, you know, he's probably gone. Kyle Guy is the one that I think everybody's kind of looking at. You know, he's kind of, you know, looked at as maybe the guy that needs to have more of a polished game and great shooter. has improved his defensive game, but now he's the most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament. So that kind of ratchets him up to another visibility level, and clearly now he's got to be on somebody's radar. So they could lose all three of those guys. So
yeah.
I suspect you'll see a Virginia team next year that that they're 66-6, over the last two seasons. If they didn't have the ultimate catastrophe last year in the first round, who knows? Maybe they get past that game, and who knows beyond that? Maybe they're able to kind of recover and make a run then. You could be looking at back-to-back champs, but now you're going to have a different team, I think, next year that should make the NCAA tournament, but I don't know if you're going to have quite the storybook season that they had this year.
It was a lot of fun, even for all of us, all the way across the country, and I'm sure somewhere Thomas Jefferson is smiling. Hey, Norm, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it. Congratulations to everyone in Virginia on the championship.
All right, guys. You guys have a great rest of your day, okay?
You betcha. Thanks so much. Norm Woods on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big banking, it's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.